J.K. Rowling shreds puberty blockers after UK ban. Well-funded lobbying groups drunk on their own power. By Paul Bois on March 18, 2024. J.K. Rowling ripped into the activists who pushed puberty blockers after the UK National Health Service (NHS) banned their use on minors dealing with transgenderism. NHS England based its decision to ban puberty blockers for children this week on there not being enough evidence on the procedure's safety or clinical effectiveness. The UK government also endorsed the landmark decision, hailing it as being in the best interests of children. NHS England proposed a ban on the procedure last June and issued the definitive decision following a review from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE. Author J.K. Rowling, who has been an outspoken critic of transgender radicalism since 2020, celebrated the decision on social media and called out the activists who pushed this on children. "How was this allowed in the first place? No words," one user on X said in reply to her post highlighting the policy change. Well-funded lobbying groups drunk on their own power. Politicians closing their eyes rather than suffer social media pushback. Idiot celeb cheerleaders who are about to go very quiet. Pharmaceutical companies chasing profit. Medics who abandon ethics and should be in the dock," she replied. One self-identified a transitioner said, "It breaks my heart it was allowed to go on for so long. The damage done is untold, and the number of detransitioners who have broke down in pain to me will live with me forever. Your orchid is still alive and I think of you every time I look at it," said Rowling. In another post, J.K. Rowling called out transgender activist India Willoughby, who advised families of trans kids to seek out private sources of puberty blockers, which are totally harmless and approved by countless legit health bodies. "If safe for cis kids, they're safe for trans kids," asserted Willoughby. Rowling shared a screenshot of Willoughby's comments and said in response to them, "Willoughby is propagating dangerous lies. Women who were put on Lupron, a type of hormone-suppressing medication, to delay puberty have suffered long-term harm." Maria Caulfield, the UK Health Minister, also celebrated the decision. "We welcome this landmark decision by the NHS to end the routine prescription of puberty blockers and this guidance which recognises that care must be based on evidence, expert clinical opinion and in the best interests of the child," said Caulfield. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.